We might have that album on us. We're going to be playing a song from it as we continue the show. But just congratulations. I mean, that's massive. And how has the community supported you on this journey? Because this is difficult because there are a lot of people who are not sober, who you're working with and the whole thing. But how has the support been for you on this journey? Because it's wonderful.
It's been actually absolutely amazing. I've overheard recently and throughout the time that people have been saying, oh yeah, Ricky looks and feels really good. He seems like he's in a really good place right now. And I couldn't feel better than ever. People have been absolutely supportive of me on the journey. And it's been eye-opening to actually assume myself as an individual and be able to output that fully.
Okay, so what happened with this album as a result? You said you were you had all this energy and it sounds like creativity only went up. What is making this album so special? Because it does sound like it's very special.
Full intention, I guess I would say. I was able to finally cohesively put together something that wasn't just scatterbrains and wasn't making sounds for the sake of cool sounds or whatever. The album is 54 minutes and 51 seconds, something like that. So quite a long album. And it is a absolute journey of an album front to end. It's again, really cohesive in the structure of the lyrical dynamicism, the music. It has a flow that I've never been fully able to accomplish, and I'm really proud of it.
So it being an album, essentially, I do think of you as dropping some great singles and just jams immediately that we'd be like, yay. But yeah, the full concept album, do you think that was in you before, or is this something that just happened?
The idea
with sobriety
of a concept album had been in me before leading up to it, but, I still have another big concept album in the back of my mind that I'm trying to raise a GoFundMe campaign for and some more money to be able to do that one. But this one it was a concept that came almost instantly and I had to jump on the flow of it. And it's been really cool.
Yeah, that's amazing, Ricky. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And how does it feel now knowing that it's about to come out and about to be released to the world to listen to? That must be a pretty special feeling.
I am relieved. I've been sitting on these tracks and just listening to them for so long that now they feel old to me and a little bit stagnant. I'm super, and that's just to me. Anyways.
I was going to say, I doubt that. We know your songs. It's not going to be like that.
But it's really dynamic in that way. It's a really good album. But I'm so happy for it to be out and just be able to play it live with a couple of my best friends. And just, again, really almost relieved that I can go on to make new music and the thoughts are just cascading at this point over each other. And I'm really, really stoked.
Let's name those best friends. They're friends of CFRC. We love those guys. Let's just give a shout out to them for a second.
Big shout outs to Matt Almeida and DuPel.
Yeah, they're so connected, as are you. I feel in terms of the community, it's very supportive, but it's because you've always put a hand out to other people in the community as well to be a mentor, but also just be welcoming. I feel that that's really ingrained in this community, but I feel also in the electronic community, which is much smaller in Kingston, right? It's much smaller.
It's such an underground scene for sure.
Is that good though? I feel for creativity, sometimes that is unhindering.
It can be, and it cannot be at the same time. On one hand, you definitely have the ability to kind of create without the capacitance of everybody else and the comparison kind of ideal that different bands sort of get in town. And I've definitely been there myself in that sense. But so the true passion can come out unadulterated when in the creative mode, but at the same time being underground, it's not necessarily picked up too much by the city and different promoters.
Right.
it's very much in its own thing, and there's fewer venues that are willing to put on original electronic music. You just have to be a DJ in another sense of DJing top 40 or whatnot. So big shout out to Musiki for helping me put on this release party.
Okay, so let's break that down. What do we need to know about that? This is coming up December the 15th.
December the 15th, 8 to 9 p.m. Dupel is opening, and then I am playing the album live in full.
And I saw no cover.
No cover.
That's important for, you know, I feel people would really appreciate that, which I think is a little bit crazy. But anyway, I love it.
I always think music should be accessible. The lower the cost, the better. And at the same time, artists have to get paid. So we make percentage of bar.
Okay.
So everybody come on out. Let's party.
I think they will. Again, thank you to Musiki. Excuse me. We do hear that a lot. Like we have a lot of great venues in town, but I feel like it's a shout out to Musiki because we've been talking about them a lot this week, and they're a great springboard for a lot of people too. Our newest people are often at Musiki first, and that's a really great place.
100% agree. Yeah. I used to host open mic there for about over a year, and I saw a lot of bands get together, a lot of different artists kind of springboard in that sense, and still are releasing material and here playing shows and back there playing their own shows, hosting the open mics now. And yeah, it's just a great scene. And I think Musiki is definitely one of Kingston's gems for the music scene. They actually have music on every single night of the week, and you can always be sure to find something cool going on there.
We're so fortunate. Now,
absolutely.
What are you looking at into 2025? I'm just pause for a second. Like, what year is it? What are you looking at for 2025? Like, what are we going to see?
Festivals, hopefully. New album, more EPs and some single releases. And generally, hopefully more live playing.
There's a spring festival you've been putting a lot up on your social media that you might want to tell us about.
Sonic Springs.
Yeah, what is that?
Sonic Springs is a really intuitive, open-minded, open community-run festival. I believe it was on up in Saugeen, but it just changed locations to Fisher's Paradise, more north of Ottawa. And it's I played the first 2 years there. It was absolutely life-changing and made me realize the sense of dynamic of community that I want to engage in. Big old hippie electronic music.
I'm gonna check
festival.
That out.
That's right up my alley.
I was gonna say Madison.
Music, arts, wellness. They have as many wellness contributors as they do, basically, like actual musical artists. Visual artists, I should say. It's quite an amazing festival, and it's growing really well.
Well, thank you so much for coming in today. We're going to go in with Particles, but I just want to say, like, we're so proud of you. We really are. And we just love having you in here. And yeah, congratulations on everything. I know the Musiki is going to be packed on the 15th. So everybody get yourself down there, but don't get there too late because you won't get in.
Thank you so much.
All right. We're going to play some Cacao with Particles going out. And Ricky, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
keep dancing. Oh yeah. What's the best you've got? I forgot. We'll be right back.
that those last two songs are pretty deliberate, right?
They were.
We've got to get to work. Not that you're not working all the time and trying to get through school, but I am going to push you a little bit because we have to talk about our favorites of the year.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that the year is wrapping up, but it is.
It is, and we're seeing some of those lists. I'm just not quite ready yet. Like, I feel like we just want a couple more releases. But those two songs are picks from each of us that we know we're going to be on the list.
Yeah, so we're talking about our 2024, you know, top albums, top releases. And Cindy, you picked Magdalena Bay.
It's funny because I don't like that version of Image, but Grimes is on it, and I'm always going to be pro Grimes. Well, I mean, hey, she could still go even crazier, and then I might actually cut the cord with Grimes, but she did a remix of it. That's what I want to play this morning. But yes, the Magdalena Bay album will be there for me when I do my wrap up. Mm-hmm. And you picked someone that I agree with as well.
I picked McGee. But we were also talking about this because this album, McGee's album, came out in February. And when we're putting together these, you know, end of year lists, do these earlier albums, earlier releases get overlooked? Because do we forget that they were released just this year? Because February feels like a really long time
ago. I think people do forget unless it's exceptional. I think people feel tired of some of the songs where if it came out in October, it's fresh. Here's an interesting point. The Tyler album is going to be on everybody's list, but it didn't make the cut for the Grammys. And I feel like that's a very Grammy record. Like that, that's one that will get the accolades, but I don't think by the time the cycle comes around next year that he'll get it. So I do think so. I think being too early can sometimes be a detriment, again, unless it's a banger. And SZA was fine. Like her album was early and she had lots of awards and people talking about her. Yeah. So I don't know.
What other albums are on that list for you, Cindy?
Oh, that's a difficult question. No, we got to work on it. I don't want to give any more details. What are you thinking?
The Ezra Collective record was really, really good. That like was just, I guess I was listening to it and every song that came on, I was like, oh my God. Like I literally, it was like, reminded me how much I love just music for music's sake. Like it was just so good. And then they had that one song with Olivia Dean as well, who's off the charts right now. Like she just released a new single, which we're going to play later on. And Rue loves Olivia Dean. So, you know, she must be.
Yeah.
She must be good.
I mean, I think I'm going to, I love pop music. And what a year. It was such big, big, big year. So Charlie's going to be there. Sabrina's going to be there. I noticed the Chapel Roan isn't on a lot of lists, but that album was actually a 2023 release. So that's kind of fun that she gets to be like, you missed it. It's not going to be on some of those classic lists that you are aware of. But yeah, I'm going to probably say something like Corridor out of Montreal. I feel that they were totally snubbed for the shortlist for the Polaris. They should have been there. So that's going to be one of them. There.
Yeah, there's let's one. Go.
Until I looked in the mirror, Lord. never knew.
Nobody knows when it's really something. When we're touching toes, that's the warmth of loving. And he flows and flows like a river in my mind. He's over more and more. Had to give him a whole drawer. To be honest, kinda like seeing his trainers by the door. Though I could do it myself, it's kinda nice to have some help. Lately I've been thinking what the hell. And I feel low, like the real stuff. You don't know, and then you know that's how it goes. And I feel low, like the real stuff. You don't know, and then you know that's how it goes. It's so obvious to say I'm allergic to cliche. I mean, what's three words that we've all heard? But damn, they do sound great when they're coming out his mouth. And I think I like them now. And I'm understanding what they're on about. Cause I feel love like the real stuff. You don't know, and then you know that's how it goes. And I feel like the real stuff. You don't know, and then you know that's how it goes. I don't mind, I quite like the idiots. It's fine, call me up, call me twice, call me every night. I don't mind, I quite like the idiots. It's fine, call me up, call me twice, call me every time.
when you look at me with that shot in your eyes.
Yeah, you're a TikTok fan.
Regrettably so, yeah.
Well, I know, but it's like, it's everybody's like, oh, TikTok. But then, like, when I see pop music trending,
true.
This song is so good. And they're all dancing. It's an outfit of the day trend, right?
Yeah. And also another one that's gone crazy on TikTok is
Maps,
as well as Money Talks. Money Talks. You know that one? I'm really doing a bad job.
Dirty Cash?
Yeah.
Dirty Cash. Stevie B.
Yeah.
That oh my God. That's too. A great song.
Which is really,
I didn't
really
know
crazy.
That.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Those are like 90s jams.
I know.
People, oh my God.
They're like, what is this song?
Actually, that means there's something from every decade, like pop music, Dirty Cash, I Want You, and then, like my brain's exploding. Maps. I love it. I'm happy about it. And I know, like, TikTok can drive people crazy. I get it. But not when a song like this is happening.
I know. I'm really happy about it. It's better than what sometimes is played on TikTok. Well, we won't get into that. That's a rant for another day.
That's right. No, there's great stuff happening. It gives me joy. I'm happy with it. We need to talk, though. Totally different genre at the moment. But yeah, Rue was the one to message me. Of course, she was the one to message me. She's like, did you see Jack White's post? I'm like, oh, no, like, what's going on? Because I've got tickets for the Massey Hall show. I'm very excited about that in the spring. But no, he posted, they have these guitars that they sell. It's so nerdy here. Are you ready for this? Okay, just pausing for a second. They have these guitars that they sell at Third Man. And he put them up. They're called triple casters. Yeah, I don't know anything about guitars. I look at them and they look very pretty. Anyway, but he said on his post, he has a lot of photos. And he said, I'm very excited about all these musicians showing what they've done to customize these guitars. Okay, so they've got all these beautiful pictures. You can scroll. But the first photo, pink and blue guitar. They look beautiful. They're on their guitar stands. It's from Kingston band, the Astros.
Mm-hmm.
It blew my mind. And how did Rue even know that anyway? I'm just so excited for them. And I know they're Jack White fans just like I am. It's great. And they've got new music and we've been able to go see them and hang out with them this past fall. So to see this, it was very exciting. Also, a great reason to play Jack White. Now, I know the new Jack White album, everybody's loving it. It's true to form. It goes back to the White Stripes. So instead of playing anything from that, I want to play White Stripes track whenever I get a chance. Do you know anything about the White Stripes? Like, except for standing beside me sometimes being like, okay, whatever, Cindy. Like, do you know anything?
I only know a very little amount, but I've learned a lot from you. And I learned that you stayed home the day that they
broke up. I was sad.
You stayed home.
I stayed home for the day. I took a sick day.
Yeah, and that is my resounding memory of things I know about the White Stripes. And so, but hey, it shows your dedication.
Oh my gosh.
I saw that Jack White is playing in New Zealand. I sent it to my New Zealand friends. I was like, you guys have to go.
They have to go.
I know, which is like, and the thing, it's a small venue. Like, so I was like, this doesn't happen, guys. So,
well, didn't you say in New Zealand, like, whoever's coming, everybody goes?
Yeah, because it's like very rare, or at least maybe it's becoming more common. Like, it makes a lot of like financial and like touring sense. They don't want to go that way for just a couple shows.
It's a gift.
But every time someone does come, everyone's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they have to go. They have to go.
Which is amazing. Apart from actually, we have obviously great like Australian acts that come over all the time. But in terms of like artists from further afield, when they play their one show, everyone really shows up for them.
And, amazing. Yeah. Okay, so we're going to play I Think I Smell a Rat. That goes back to the third album, White Blood Cells, going way back, like 24 years. And then we're going to play the Astros just to celebrate. All My Friends Are Taken is the track from Just Around the Corner. And I want to play this new song from Courting, unrelated, but it's going to fit in nicely. The album's called Pause at You, and we're going to play the title track. And we'll maybe get some maps in there. We'll see. Oh, my God, it's 9:45. No, we won't have time for all that stuff.
But if you want to hear more music later on, stick around for Between Friends.
Oh, it's a good show.
It's all a good show.
All right, let's go.
Tell you off. against my better judgment. I won't tell her where I'm at. If it's need to know, then I can share the facts. But as time goes by, it started getting hazy. I'm sorry if that sounds real bad. I'd understand if you just told me off.
Bodies.
chances here too. And I know he loves TikTok. Okay, I want to remind everybody that Almond Milk, we're going to wake him up next week in Montreal. He's got a new single coming out, an album release coming up on January 3rd. So we're going to actually wake him up and he's going to call us to tell us about the single. He's going to give us a single to play a day early. We're very excited about that. December 12th, did you see in my notes?
Yeah.
We got a glorious son that's going to hang out with us on the show.
I don't know which one.
I'm not going to tell you. But you guys are going to figure it out if you follow us on Instagram, mm-hmm. Indie Wake Up Call. And of course, just another reminder, it is funding drive season. Mm-hmm. Everybody's just bringing it in terms of content, as always on CFRC, but I find as well, like funding drive is fully on.
Definitely. And so if you visit CFRC.ca, you can get a tax receipt for your donation to CFRC through Queens, or you can donate securely through the website. Or if you're still looking for Christmas gifts, great chance to buy some CFRC merch for your loved ones. Absolutely. So many ways to get involved.
So many ways. Okay, one more song, and it is to celebrate that Tiny Horse is keeping the tradition going of a Christmas show at Stages for the Townies, December 22nd. I know you guys aren't going to be here, but it's just kind of a special time for Townies, and I see that 80s Enough is going to be there as well, so it'll be rocking. It'll be so good.
It's one you don't want to miss.
Oh, yeah, I know. And Tiny Horse released a Christmas album a few years ago. Did you know that?
I did not.
All right. Well, we're going to play Here's to Everyone, and they name drop the Cataroc Way Town Center. So yeah, we're out, but Between Friends is coming up next.
My favorite gift I ever received. You got me tickets to a show in New York City. Tucked in a card high on the tree, opened it up for my sisters and me. You lost the pudding that year somewhere in the garage. Then Randy came over with shots, blowjob shots.